'cause Christ loves speaking in him. Who is my neighbor? The people ask that I might love him as myself. Now, tonight, we want to begin to understand how that God, our Father, not only uses his word, individual words, and in his individual promises to create his life and his power and his health and so forth in us. Well, we want to begin to understand that through Jesus Christ, our Father creates his ways and his methods in our life. Jesus speaking in John, the 14th chapter, verse 6, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now I know, I'm looking at every one of you. You have figured out in yourself ways that you're supposed to do things. That won't do. Now, the ways that you've been doing things and the methods you've been using in your daily life was fine up till now. It was fine up till now. He left it alone. But now he's ready to take the ways of Christ and create them in you. Are you ready for those ways, those methods? Now I know, and it's fine up till now. You had ways to do things. You had ways to evangelize, ways to talk to people. And he left them alone till now. But now it's time for his way through Jesus Christ, the author of your faith, the pattern of your faith, his way to be imparted to you and created in you. And Jesus Christ laid it all out, our Father speaking through him, correct? Did not Jesus say, the words that I speak are not mine, they are the Father's? Is this correct? Is this correct? And he said, the thing that I do, they are not mine. Did he not say, I can do nothing of myself? Did he not? But he said, what I see the Father do, that the Son does. Establishing himself as the Son of God that had come to reveal the ways of our Father so that he might lead you and he might lead me into submitting under the Creator, Father God of ours, and letting the Creator, Father God, create in us the ways and the methods revealed through Jesus Christ. It's that simple. Now, you and I are living in the days of God the Creator. Day in which you and I live and to begin again to prophesy about our Father revealing himself at a certain time down in history as the Creator God. Even though in Genesis he had revealed himself as the Creator of heaven and earth, Isaiah began to speak, Behold, thus saith the Lord God, I create a new heaven and a new earth. And John, the beloved, the one chosen by our Father through Jesus Christ to see the fullness of the kingdom come, begin to see the work of the Creator God in your day and my day. When he said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth was passed away, and there was no more dividing sea. Thank you. put it very simply and plain, in order for the new earth to be populated with new creatures, God has called forth his ministry . Set you in his family order and has created and is creating and is ready to put the final finishing touches upon you, the new creations of his new earth, his everlasting kingdom in earth. That's real simple. And our Father spoke through John and he said, behold, look at me now, or look, I make all things new. He said, sure, I had an order in the early church, and I had my ministers, Paul, Peter, Matthew, Mark, to reveal Christ. But said that was only the beginning of what I intend to do in earth. Sure, I had John to reveal, but he said the promise is, and I have spoken it through the mouths of my prophets from time beginning. I confirmed it through my son. The promise is that I build a new creation in the earth. I make of one blood all nations in the earth, and I bring forth my everlasting kingdom, that the knowledge of the Lord might cover the earth as the water covers the sea, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. And John heard him speak, behold, I make all things new. It is done. It is finished. And you have seen me operate in many ministries. Have seen me operate in a mother type ministry of the Holy Ghost, haven't you? As a nursemaid, and I was called into this ministry with my eyes wide open. I knew what was ahead of me. I didn't understand it all. Still don't have the understanding here, but only with the unction that knoweth all things. With my eyes wide open, that I would be one alone. He didn't make any bones about it, did he? I could have quit. permanently, quit something like 1,000 times. Then know very plain that when you start, you'll be a voice crying in the wilderness. People you bring forth, they'll cry out in the wilderness of the world for a while. But said the calling of you, me, and the others that I have chosen, my remnant in the earth, their calling is very plain. To be brought forth as members in my new creation, in my family, and set in my order. That I might use them to build my everlasting kingdom. And they'll come out of every kindred, nation, and tongue. And they'll be people of flesh and blood. It won't be some of this old glorified doctrine, never die, immortality people. They'll be people of flesh and blood. That I will take my word and create in them. I will take the ways of my son and create in them my ways, my methods, my truth, and my life. And they'll be the first fruits of my kingdom, my new creation in the earth. It amazed some of you, no end, when you saw the creator, creative work of God move through my ministry and create teeth and other things in people's bodies, right? You got sort of a new shock a few weeks ago. When he began to take you and create new eyes in you, new face, new desires, new bodies, and you knew every bit of his soul, didn't you? Behold, I make all things new. Now you've been moving in evangelism, you've been doing all right. Pretty good. But tonight he wants to create in you his way. Revealed through Jesus Christ that he is going to conquer the world. Now, if you want to let him create his way in you tonight, then I guarantee you it's going to blow you. I don't know whether we'll have any huddling tonight or not, because most of you are going to be on the floor. does his way, creates his attitude and his way through something that's already been set out through Jesus Christ. Simple little old teachings that would have never occurred to you in the natural because they don't seem great enough. But it never occurred to you in the natural to be God's method. Because you're being used. You're being raised in a religious society. You're used to great campaigns. Great evangelistic moves. Great soul winning drives. Great sermons that sweep folks off of their feet. And you thought that was the way the world was going to be conquered. But you're in for a real shock. You'll find the way revealed through Jesus Christ to where even a small child, as prophesied through the prophet, shall become a nation. That's how effective his way of evangelism is. Did not the prophet say, a child shall become a nation? You know what he meant? You turn a child loose. With my way of evangelism in a nation. I don't care whether they've got gifts. I don't care whether they can preach. I don't care whether they can teach. I don't care whether they can do anything. You just turn them loose with my way created in them. And they'll take that nation. You don't believe this. Love thy neighbor. Spoke Jesus Christ, love speaking in him. Who is my neighbor? The people ask him, that I might love him as myself. Listen, then Jesus Christ, God speaking in him, spoke a parable of a good Samaritan, showing who your neighbor be, the one that has a need for you to sing. Listen now. on a road, bruised, bleeding, and hurt. Then he met the needs of his neighbor. He poured in the oil and wine. Listen now. The good Samaritan used what he had, which was oil and soothing wine. And he met the need of his new neighbor that he found bruised and bleeding. Oh, I know. Boy, if I ever get the gifts of the Spirit moving, if I ever get to where I can just discern other folks' needs, if I ever get to where I can speak great sermons, I'm going to take the world for Christ. He's creating in you the way now. You know who your neighbor is? Everyone that has a need. You know how you get him? Love. With wisdom, but love. His method to win the world. I see it's laying hold to Teresa anyway. I'm going to have a terrible time creating in some of you. It's already set in your ways how he's going to do it, but we're going to, that creative word going to, same word that creates is going to destroy that old way in you. What hath been done. So who now could your neighbor be? It's whosoever in who you see a need that the divine love of Jesus Christ moves inside you to meet that need. It's getting hold of a few more now. World full of neighbors. People with the same needs you had. They don't live next door. They're on every road in the country, every beach in the country. So lift up your eyes, look around you. The fields are now white unto harvest. The whole world is a harvest field, filled with your neighbors and all their needs. Out in the highways and the byways lives your neighbors with all their needs. To every need, God has an answer. Jesus in you has met that need. Thank you. don't believe that. It's his way. The kingdom's brought in the earth, beloved. This love and compassion that you feel towards the needy people, everyone you meet, is the one that is what brings it in. This ability to identify yourself with the needs of others, that you let you suffer in love as you see their needs. Now I can tell you something. That stranger bruised and bleeding on that road that the Good Samaritan helped, there was two or three folks that passed by there, or several people passed by there. Religious people. And one religious person didn't even want to see him. He walked on the other side of the road. He was saying in his heart, let that so-and-so repent. God's killing him there on the road. Not legalistic about it. Let him meet his own needs. And some, blinded with their own way, didn't even see the person laying there, blue, bruised, bleeding, hurting, and dying. Many people that had more gifts in them, more abilities in them than the Samaritan, all he had was oil and wine. You read it. On some, say with compassion, showing the tender love of God. On others, making a difference, say with fear and judgment fire. It's unfortunate. We live in a religious country, a religious society that has multitudes of gods. And many times, God moving in you in love will cause you to preach judgment. Hell, fire, and damnation. To turn people. But judgment must be preached in love. On some, say with compassion. Others, making a difference. Say with fire. Say with fear, snatching them out of the fire. Hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. On some, say with compassion, showing the tender love of God. On others, making a difference. Say with fear and judgment fine. Oh, how tragic is your daily life if you lose God's love ability to feel the needs of your neighbor, and in his love meet those needs. How tragic it is for God to fill you with all the knowledge and the gifts of the Spirit that He's filled you with. How tragic it is for me, for I and other ministers and other people that have gone before to suffer to give you the great mysteries and things of God, and how tragic it is if you lose the ability to feel the needs of others. That's all the arm you gotta have, all the weapons you gotta have, is that ability to feel the needs of others. For love never fails. It'll find a way. Maybe it's oil and wine. It'll find a way. That's the secret, the method He wants to create in you to win the world. But you have more than that. You have abilities, musical abilities, gifts of the Spirit, power of the ability to lay on hands. But all of them locked down. Oh, how sad, oh, how empty is your life without the love of God that can feel the needs of others and pour in the oil and the soothing wine. Though I speak with tongues of angels and have not charity, God's love in me, I am like tinkling brass and cymbals. I make noises, never meet any needs. Though I know all God's mysteries, have all knowledge working in me, if I cannot feel the needs of others before my Father, I am nothing. Though I have all gifts in me, heal the sick or raise the dead, faith that can move mighty mountains, without His love I'm still dead. Let it grab you, Eddie. Let it get you, Ron. God has chosen that only His love will bring life to all of His great mysteries, all of His great gifts. Without love, that ability, that charity, that ability to feel the needs of others, your prophecy is just words. Oh, your gifts are just noises. He's chosen that love shall conquer the world. And not that great love that you go around bragging, oh, I love you, but that love of deed and truth that feels the needs of others. Let me say something that's really going to floor you now. Not that old legalistic love that only wants to heal the sick or raise the dead or someone that has catastrophe needs. But a love that sees a person a little hungry, feels that hunger. Gotta have it. I had to rebuke some folks last night. I'm gonna rebuke some of y'all. Any kind of suffering, you feel it. I don't think I should buy folks cigarettes. I've saw them suffer. You feel that suffering? The love will reach out and buy them. See, it won't legalistically beat them to death. Don't start that old jazz with me. Even natural people act better than that. Oh, yeah. Even natural people have more love than that kind of thing. Terrible. Natural people, they see people hooked on dope. Even natural people have enough compassion to try to, they know they got to get it off of there, but they, what do they use, methadone? Ooh. Am I reaching it or not? Of course, the weapons of your warfare are not carnal. You got something mightier than that. You got to feel that need first. And it has been given you to feel that need. Not be condemning and legalistic about what they are and what station of life they're in, but feel for them. Let that love reach out to them. You don't have to be partakers of their deeds, but you can feel for them. You have that ability. Many of you have the ability. And some of these things begin to make you feel towards those people. And you cut it off because you thought it was wrong, didn't you, Bill? Neighbors, living in a world, everywhere you go, neighbors in need, just like you were. Now, you can get religious about this thing if you want to. You're not going to ever do anything. Are you? You can go start getting legalistic with me if you want to about this love of God that's coming forth, but it just simply, that's the way it is. I don't care what the need is in a person. The love of Christ reaches out and feels that need. And until you do that, you're tinkling brass, sounding cymbals. That's right, Bill. Let it just cut in you there. Several of you, just close your eyes. Let him purge you. That's it, Nancy. Let it go. Hurt you beller do you hear you 5 miles. Ooh. I bellered so loud when I writing this thing and ministers loud I run everybody off on that section of the beach down there. I looked up and everybody's gone. So my Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the person of Christ, I now ask you, take my body, your love sacrifice, make me to love my neighbor, do with my body what you please. This only I would ask of you, bring forth your love in me, that pleasing to you I may be. That's it, let it go. My Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the person of Christ, I now ask you, take my body, your love sacrifice, make me to love my neighbor, do with my body what you please. This only I would ask of you, bring forth your love in me, that pleasing to you I may be. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let me feel the needs of others. Let me in love suffer with them, so that I can know them as my neighbor. That's it. Ooh, the prophet said, he that goeth forth weeping, ooh, sowing seed, shall return again rejoicing. Lady, I'm fixing to release all of these talents you've got in you now and put them in the way of Jesus. Ooh, you that have all these talents can play music and everything. Ooh, can sing and can move in a spirit. You get this moving in you. Ooh, it releases all those things that's been bound in you. Ooh. Ooh. My Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the person of Christ, I now ask you, take my body, your love sacrifice, make me to love my neighbor, do with my body what you please. This only I would ask of you, bring forth your love in me, that pleasing to you I may be. So with God's love that abhorreth evil, love the people, hates the evil, that has caused their life to be bondage, in Jesus Christ you set them free. So with God's love moving in you, releasing his power and all your gifts, his healing virtue moving through you, I now send you out in God's love to do the supernatural things that Jesus Christ has caused to be created in you to begin to meet the needs of others. And he let his life and love perfect you. That's it, feel it. Of angels to inspire you of your need of God's love. But since I have the voice God gave me, like the Samaritans all in one, I'll use on you the voice that I have. Trusting my Father by the Holy Ghost to impart and bring alive his love in you. Together now, let's let that love move in us. needs of others. Needs of others.